Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Now, fellas and girls, this is...
Wait a minute, will you please? Doggone, they can't do this to me. Somebody should have told me.
What's the trouble, fella? You look as if you lost your last friend.
Well, gee, can you blame me? I just sort of missed my last chance to get one of those Rumus Dragon's eye rings you've been offering. Walt Morton just got his today. And after I saw it, well, golly, I want one, too.
Well, I know how you feel, all right, but look. We've already given you lots of time to order your dragon's eye ring. You just ask any fellow or girl you know if we haven't. And if you missed out on the offer, well, you can't blame me.
Well, can't you do something? I'll bet a lot of the kids are in the same fix. Listen to all your talks about the ring, and we wanted to get one. But somehow we never got around to send for it.
But see here. You know we can't wait for weeks for some of those fellows and girls to make up their minds. They're way too slow for the rest of this Jack Armstrong crowd.
You mean there's nothing else you can do to help me get a dragon's eye ring?
Well, there's still one chance for you to get one. Now, remember, I've been telling you that the Dragon's Eye Ring offer closes for good at midnight tonight. Now, if you get on the ball and send your order in right away, you just have time to get one.
What'd I do?
Well, hurry to the grocery store. Ask the grocer for a package of those good whole wheat flakes Wheaties. Then cut the top off the Wheaties package and send this Wheaties box top with 10 cents, don't forget the dime, and your name and complete address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. But remember, your order must be in the mail before midnight this very night.
Gosh, thanks a lot. I'm going to do that right after the broadcast. And you can bet I'll never be caught napping again when you offer something like that swell ring that shines in the dark. Now, let's see. Have I got this right? A Wheaties box top, 10 cents, and my name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
That's right. And I'm advising every other fellow and girl to get busy and order now. Tonight's the deadline. Your very last chance. So get going. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. The schooner Spindrift, which has brought Jack Armstrong, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim to the Philippines in search of the lost uranium, is at anchor in Manila Harbor, her two masts rising against the stars. Near her, but hidden in the night, is the Black Shark, a rakish schooner owned by the unscrupulous adventurer Dr. Chapatto, who hopes to recover the uranium for his own personal gain. The riding lights of freight steamers gleam through the darkness of the harbor, and occasionally the searchlight of a destroyer stabs through the night. Uncle Jim has just helped Jack, Billy, and Betty to escape from some of Chapatto's men. They believe that Dr. Chapatto himself may be aboard the Spindrift, searching for a chart and a luminous ring which he needs to find the uranium. Now, Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are arriving at the waterfront in an automobile to see what Chapatto was up to. Listen.
It's certainly dark in the harbor, Uncle Jim. But there's the Spindrift. I can see her rigging against the sky.
There are no lights aboard her, Jack, except her anchor light. Perhaps Chapatto hasn't broken into her after all.
But maybe he's already been on board, Uncle Jim. Maybe he's found the chart in the ring.
He may have been aboard, Billy, but I don't believe he could have found the chart in the ring. Not unless he's developed a magic eye of some kind.
I'll bet he thinks he has all night to hunt for the chart and ring, Uncle Jim. Why, he thinks that right this moment, Lazaro and Blackbeard are holding us all prisoner.
He won't think that for long. They're probably on their way to the Black Shark now to tell him you got away.
I wonder if they'll dare tell Chapatto with a neat trick you worked on him, Uncle Jim.
Well, you just know they won't tell him, Jack. They'll make up some story about Uncle Jim breaking in with a dozen men to rescue us.
They'd be ashamed to tell Chapatto that Uncle Jim made them believe he was a whole army by himself.
They'd probably make a good story of it, Betty. We'd better row out to the Spindrift now. And if Chapatto comes aboard, we'll have a little surprise for him.
Do you have to return this car tonight, Uncle Jim?
No, Jack. I've hired this car to take us to the mountains. I'll tell you about that later. Let's row back to the schooner now. Where did you tie up the skiff?
It's tied up at the end of the dock, Uncle Jim. Right by the ladder.
Watch where you step on this dock. Maybe holes in it. Come on.
I can just see the Black Shark now. There are no lights in our main cabin. I wonder where Chapatto is.
He may to be rowing over to the Spindrift this very moment.
That's right. We couldn't see him if he were in a small boat. It's too dark.
Well, here's the skiff, Jack. I was afraid Geppetto might have cut it adrift, so we couldn't get back to the Spindrift while he prowled around.
He missed a bet, didn't he? Uncle Jim, look at the Spindrift.
What about her, Jack? I don't see anything unusual.
I thought I saw a light flash inside her cabin, but it's gone now. No, it isn't. It's there again. See it?
I saw it, Jack. Oh, it's off again. Somebody is in the main cabin with a flashlight.
Oh, I know that, Geppetto. Looking for the chart and ring. We'd better hurry.
That's probably Geppetto, all right, Betty. I guess he's just gone aboard. It'll take him a long time to find what he's looking for.
If we want to surprise him on board, we'll have to be careful. He's probably got someone in a skiff on the lookout for us.
But they can't see us any more than we can see him, Jack.
No, Billy, but he could hear us while we were rowing out. Unless we rowed very carefully.
He could see us, too, if that big searchlight from the destroyer should point this way.
That's right, Betty. That searchlight does sweep in this direction once in a while.
What are the destroyers looking for, Uncle Jim?
Nothing special. Just keeping a general watch in the harbor. Our Navy never gets caught asleep at the switch, Betty.
Look, the searchlight's swinging around the harbor. Why, it'll be on the Spindrift in just a second.
It's on the Spindrift now. Jack, did you see that?
I saw it, Billy. It's a skiff tied up alongside the Spindrift.
And there was a man in it, too. I saw him just as plainly before the searchlight swept by. Didn't you see him, Uncle Jim?
I saw him, Betty. That's Geppetto's lookout man. It's going to be hard to get aboard without him seeing us.
Uncle Jim, why can't we row out in a big half circle? We can get on the other side of the Spindrift and then come aboard from that side. If we're careful, he'll never see us or hear us.
But suppose the searchlight picks us up, Jack?
We won't row directly out to the Spindrift, Billy. We'll row out diagonally, just as though we were heading for one of those steamers riding at anchor.
But, Jack, if the light does pick us up, the lookout will see all of us in the skiff. That'll make him suspicious.
When we see the searchlight swinging toward us, Betty, we can all duck down in the bottom of the skiff. Then the lookout will just see a skiff with one man in it going out to another steamer. That won't alarm him.
I think you've got something there, Jack. We'll try it anyway. We'll row out in the direction of the black shark. Then we'll cut in toward the other side of the Spindrift.
But it'll take so much longer, Uncle Jim. And Geppetto may find a chart and ring before we get there.
I don't think he will, Betty. Climb down this ladder and get into the bow of the skiff. Jack, you and Billy get in the stern seat. I'd better row. I'm too big to crouch down in the skiff if the searchlight swings on us.
Jack, I'll untie the painter.
Better not use the flashlight, Betty. That lookout will certainly keep his eyes glued on this dock.
Well, of course he will. I can untie it in the dark anyway. It's just a claw catch.
Billy, you've got your feet on the oars. Hand it to me, will you?
Painter's untied, Uncle Jim.
Then cast off, Betty. Jack, you keep an eye on that searchlight. If it swings this way, let us know in time.
I will, Uncle Jim. The light's pointing at the entrance to the breakwater now.
It'll stay there most of the time. Here we go.
Geppetto's still flashing his light around the cabin of the Spindrift.
I'll bet he's searching in every nook and cranny for the chart and ring.
I don't think so, Billy. Geppetto's too smart a man to think that I'd leave him in any ordinary hiding place. He probably has some method all his own.
If he does find them, Uncle Jim, and starts back to the black shark, we can get him before he reaches his schooner.
Well, we've got to see him first, Jack. And it's awfully hard to see a small boat at night on the water.
Uncle Jim, so much has happened tonight.
Has happened, buddy. Jumping Jiminy. Looks to me as though it's still happening.
Well, I know, Billy. But now's a good chance to find out what Uncle Jim learned when he went ashore.
I made arrangements to have the Spindrift dry docked in the morning, Betty. They're going to scrape all the barnacles and whiskers off our hull.
Will they load the diving equipment too, Uncle Jim?
They'll do that too, Jack. When we come back from the headhunting country, we'll be all set to shove off to the Sulu Sea and the Sunken Reef.
Gosh, Uncle Jim, are we really going up to the country where the headhunters live?
That's where we're going. They've sent the constabulary sergeant up there. He's the one man who may know whether Professor Loring is dead or alive. We've got to talk to that sergeant.
All we need to make this trip really successful is to get mixed up with the headhunters.
But I thought that headhunting was all stamped out.
Almost, Betty, but not quite. It breaks out occasionally. It seems to have broken out again lately. We won't get mixed up with it.
Gee, Whitakers, I hope we don't get mixed up with the headhunters. I've only got one head and I need it.
Watch it, everybody. That searchlight's swinging this way. Down on the bottom of the boat, quick.
Jumping Jiminy, there's not much room here.
It's wet, too.
It'll be over in a second. Don't move now. The light's on.
Yes, but it's a bright light.
You shouldn't be able to see it, Billy. Get your head down.
I have a hard jack. If I get any more of me down, I'll go through the bottom of the boat.
All right, it's gone now. Swung back to the other end of the harbor. There. It's aiming at the breakwater again. You get back in your seats.
You think the lookout noticed you, Uncle Jim?
He saw me, all right, if he was looking in this direction. But he wouldn't think I was going to the Spindrift.
There's the black shark looming ahead, Uncle Jim.
But there doesn't seem to be anyone aboard, except in the forecastle.
I bet a million Lozano and Blackbeard will be aboard soon. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Not when they tell Geppetto that we got away.
Yeah, perhaps Geppetto will have a sad story to tell, too. I'm going over toward the other side of the Spindrift now.
There. You're heading just right, Uncle Jim.
If the light does swing back, the lookout won't be able to see us now.
Chapada was still prowling around in our cabin, Jack. Gosh, I bet she has everything topsy-turvy.
I don't think he has, Billy. I still believe he has some special method of hunting for the charting ring. Remember, Dr. Chapada is not only a smart and unscrupulous man, but he's probably had a scientific education.
That's right, Uncle Jim. Otherwise, he wouldn't have known how valuable this uranium-235 is.
You mean you think he has some scientific way to look for the chart in the ring?
I think he has, Betty.
But, Uncle Jim, how can you find a chart by looking for it with a scientific instrument?
I don't know about the chart, Billy, but the ring is different.
Of course it's different, Billy. Don't forget that it's luminous. It gives out light in the dark.
But, Jack, you can't see it shine in the dark if it's hidden somewhere.
No, Betty, you can't see it if it's hidden. But it's still radioactive and still gives out rays of some kind. So if you had an instrument that could detect those rays, you could discover the presence of the ring.
Even if you couldn't see it?
I think Jack's on the right track, Betty. Remember, there are infrared rays that the eye can't see, but which can be photographed.
Oh, but Jiminy, if Dr. Chapada was equipped with instruments of that sort, what chance have we?
We've still got our brains, Billy. And so far, they've done pretty well.
Of course, I may be all wrong. Chapada's just tearing things up like a bull in a china shop. But I don't think so.
Well, we'll soon find out. We're getting pretty close to the spindrift, Uncle Jim.
We are getting close. Don't talk about this for now. I'm going to row very gently.
I can see the hull of the spindrift now, Jack. Can you?
Yes, I can see it, Billy.
Suppose the lookout is on this side now.
He won't be. He's sure to be watching our dock.
He's not on this side. We could see him if he were.
Then Chapada could see us if he looks through a porthole.
That's right, Betty. But I'll bet he's not wasting any time looking through a porthole.
Yeah, he's got the lookout to watch for him.
Besides, he wouldn't expect anyone to come from this side of the schooner.
Still looking around inside. At least his flashlight is still on.
We're almost there, Uncle Jim.
I'm watching it, Jack. Billy, you and Betty stand by to hold the skiff off the schooner. Don't let her bump. Not even once.
We won't, Uncle Jim. Betty, you hold off the bow and I'll hold off the stern.
Jack, as soon as we pull alongside, you stand up on the seat and take a look through the porthole. Before we go aboard, we'd better find out exactly what Chapada is doing.
Say, Billy and Betty had better be careful, because if their boat hits the schooner just once, Dr. Chapada will know what's up. Do you suppose he really is using some scientific instrument to hunt for the chart and ring? And what about the lookout waiting in his boat on the other side of the schooner? Is he going to discover what's going on in time to give the alarm? And don't forget that Lazaro and Blackbeard may be on the way to the waterfront. There's an exciting time ahead, so be sure to listen in at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Chart and Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Remember, midnight tonight. Your order for a luminous dragon's eye ring must be in the mails by that time. Get some Wheaties from your grocer this very minute before his store closes and send one Wheaties box top with 10 cents in cash and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, this may be your last chance of a lifetime to own a finger ring that shines in the dark like the eye of a dragon. To get this dandy ring, you must order tonight. Tonight or never.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions. Come through.